Hi, Robert. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Pretty good. You all right today?
I'm doing well. You know, it's a Friday. That's always great news. Get to spend some family time.
That's it. We're getting ready to go to Kentucky for the weekend to spend family time. So.
Oh, that sounds lovely. It's always good to do that.
Ride.
Yeah, you know, that's always something. Do you have little ones? Or
yeah,
are they
I've
all
got
grown?
I've got a 1-year-old, a 5-year-old.
Oh, those are difficult to maintain on a 5-hour drive. I wish you luck over there.
We make it several times. My wife's out of Kentucky, so
it's
something I think we're all getting used to.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I see too with your business, you're pretty established now. You've got 8 years. Is that correct?
Honestly, I've got over 20 years experience with it.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing it since I was 15 year old.
Oh, wow.
I've just been doing it for myself for 8.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
It's been doing good. It was just a jump I was scared to make, having a family and trying to worry about depending on me to support her, but everything's went good so far.
That's good. Yes, it's always kind of a scary leap of faith when you start a business, but it's great that it's going good for you so far. What have you done for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Mainly it's been word of mouth.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. Lulu was
that's
telling me as to,
you
started with Angie's, is that right?
Well, I've opened up with them, but they kind of started off crappy, and I haven't went
yeah.
no problem with them.
That's good, that's good.
Supposed to, so.
Okay, yeah, that's not good, but that's typically the stories that I hear from Angie's, unfortunately, 95% of my clients that come from Angie's are just not satisfied with their service. You know, they charge everybody for the same lead. They send it over to your competitors. There's no loyalty. Also, a lot of the leads are not even qualified or good leads, so you're just wasting your money. So it's a good thing that you stopped on that end with them. Our service is different. So our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 18 years. We are partnered with Google and also partnered with Meta, which is Facebook. And what we do is, we work, first of all, with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with anybody else that does what you do in your area. So these are calls that go directly to you. There's no, sharing of leads, okay?
Well, that's nice. That sounds refreshing
there. Exactly. And we do that by putting you on the first page of Google. So the first thing that we would do is do a Google business profile for you. So when your clients are looking for you online, they'll be able to find your business. The second thing that we would do for you is put that Google business profile on the first page of Google where the local map section is. And the way that works is you get about 15 keywords, which are services that you offer, like best tree service near me or tree service near me or stump removal. So all somebody has to do in your area is look up one of those keywords, not even company name, just the keyword, and your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where that local map section is. Okay.
That sounds good.
Yes, and we don't only just do that with Google. We do that with Yahoo. We do that with Bing. We do voice recognition, which is Amazon Alexa and Siri. We also use the 60-plus directories, and we run Facebook ads. And the Facebook ads are direct target marketing. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
Yeah, I've got one.
Oh, perfect. So the ads that we run are only in front of people that are already searching for your services. So we do target, for example, locations, income levels, age groups. And it doesn't matter how many calls you get or how many jobs you get. It's all included on the monthly service. So it is a flat rate. So the cost of the service is $249 per month. You do have a one-time setup fee for all of your programming. That's of $99. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month. I know I said a lot. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, as of right now, I need to wait because I'm having to push out too much. That was a little more than I was thinking. I mean, it sounds reasonable, but I do have your number. Is this something that this is just only a one-time deal, though, ain't it?
It's kind of, so since we're looking to fill the spot, it's kind of a 50-50 shot here if it does get filled. Let me ask you, what's exactly stopping you? Is it finance-wise, like what you pay a month? Is it the setup fee?
Well, I've got my chipper just put it in the shop.
Okay.
Friday.
And, okay.
I know that the injector pump's out on it, and the last time that I had to do that, it cost me about $4,000. So I'm kind of trying to save my money. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to cost me to get it fixed right now.
Okay.
And I don't want to spend money that I don't have for that. It's my main thing.
I completely understand. And I mean, it looks like you would be perfect for our service as well, and I'd like to help you out as much as I can. Because you don't have a website for your business either, do you?
Yeah, my wife set one up, but it's like y'all was just talking though. It's not the very front thing because the more you get, the closer you get to the front. Does that make sense?
There's a number of different things that go in consideration by getting you to the front. The number one thing is getting you a Google business profile. A website is a good thing to have as well, but I was trying to find the website for you online and I wasn't able to find it. That's why I was kind of asking. Maybe I was missing something.
Well, I don't know exactly how they done it because I didn't look it up. They done it. I guess that's last year she done it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said there was so many of them in front of me, then I think whatever they used, you have to, whoever gets the most ads is how much closer, or the business is how much closer it gets you towards being in front of everybody.
The Google Analytics don't work that way. It works off of your company information that's online. So it goes off of how much accurate information of your business there is out there. So the least amount of information that you have or conflicting information, it starts thinking that there might be, it might not be as legitimate as other companies that have everything correct. So typically that's what has you, go higher on the list. That's why what we do is pretty much clean up your internet presence. I'm sorry?
It gets it all straightened out and took care of.
Exactly. Which is technically what we do because, I wasn't able to find a website for you. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe she made it like on a GoDaddy site or like on a Wix or something along those lines.
I think it is a GoDaddy site.
Okay. That makes sense. Because what I was going to tell you what I can do. So we have websites that I'm trying to see if I can send one over to you. We do have a website that we can also include there for you with your service. We can build it and maintain it for you. I can waive your setup fee, your $99 setup fee, keep you at the flat $249 so we can get your spot reserved over to you. Would that be something that would be a little bit better for you? I know I'm trying to help you out as much as I can here. I understand a little bit of a situation.
I'm trying not to push nothing out that I don't have to as for the moment because, like I said, my expenses on my chipper don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If it was any other time, it would be all right. But, cause, I mean, I know I'll make that up on work, but.
Exactly. Yeah, this is really a program that pays for itself. When do you think you're going to find out a little bit more about what the expenses are going to cost?
Next week.
Okay. Do you have a particular day that they're going to let you know?
No, because he just texted me yesterday and told me that he had to take the injector pump off and send it to Johnson City, Tennessee, and I don't know how quick. I'm hoping I should know by Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
Okay. Okay, I can't put the account on pause for that long, but I'm still, as long as the position isn't taken, I'm still going to try to reach out to you to see if we can get this going for you, because I'd really like to help you. You seem like you would be perfect for this opportunity, and you'd be getting a good amount of work. I already looked in your area just in the past 30 days, just for a tree service, that keyword, it was looked a little over 1,200 times. So the demand is definitely there.
That's crazy.
Yes, I know. You would be perfect.
They ain't no way you could do a split payment on that $250 already for the first month before I can get it took care of.
I can ask my manager. Let me see what he says. Because at least I can reserve your spot. I know he's let me do it in the past.
Okay. Because I am interested. Like I said, I'm not trying to push you off, but I don't want to push money out that I don't have sitting right this second. Because it is getting winter time. It's getting Christmas time. And
I know, the holidays.
My wife's birthday's in December, and then my little girl's birthday's in January, so I've got everything right there at Christmas time.
Yeah, I know. Everything starts accumulating during December time, so I completely get it. But I just sent him a message right now to see what he says, so I'm asking if we can do a split payment for the $249. And when – let me – I'm horrible at math. I'm sorry. So the split payment would be $124.50 today, and then when would you be able to do that other amount?
Probably a couple weeks.
Okay, so let him know. I'm not sure. Let me see.
If I could spread it out about two and a half weeks or so, it would be all right.
Okay.
What is today? Today's the...
Today is the 6th. It's a Friday on the 6th.
Okay. It would be done before the end of the month.
Okay. But then the next amount would be charged. The $249 would be charged again on the November 6th. Would that be – that would probably be a little too close for you.
I'll have my chipper out, and I'll have it paid for and fixed because – I try not to finance nothing. I pay cash on everything I can because I don't want to have to owe no more now. It's healthy.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so it's not that, I mean, I could finance, but I don't want to do no financing on nothing.
Yes, no, I understand the same way.
I've got a Traco payment and a house payment, so that's the most that I want to finance right now so I can get that took care of.
Yeah, and then you have all the birthdays and the Christmas coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got 5 kids all together. I've got 2 of my own, and then I've got 3 stepkids, so we've got a bunch of birthdays.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, that's a lot. You have a big family, so how many kids do you have?
We've got 5 all together, 4 girls and a boy.
Oh, wow, that's a handful. That is a handful.
I got a 1-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 15-year-old.
Hey, how's the 15-year-old? They're right at that age where they might be trouble.
She's not ready to get killed.
Oh,
got that know-it-all attitude.
You know, my son, he's 9 years old, and he already has that that type of attitude. It is very frustrating.
That's why my little 5-year-old is.
9. Oh gosh, 5. Imagine 10 years later.
She's a brat. But it's because she's been spoiled.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's most likely where it comes from. She's probably the princess of the house.
Yeah, and she's used to my wife's in Kentucky most of the time. up there with the other part of the family because we've got a custody deal going on with a 11-year-old trying to get custody. And she's used to being at home with me and Nanny, so she's spoiled.
Okay. That's nice. That's nice. Sorry, my manager just got back to me. So we can do a few. So here's a few things that we would do, right? So first thing first. All right, I'm gonna try to say this so it's not confusing, and let me know if it does confuse you. So what we can do is do a package that does not include the Facebook ads. We can start it at $129 today. So we can start that. Now we will, when we get the remaining amount of the money for the rest of the package, we will start doing everything for you with the Facebook and the SEO side, because for you to get on the first page of Google, it still takes approximately 30 to 45 days. Just because the whole SEO has to be done on the background. Facebook ads would take about 7 to 14 days. So what we would do pretty much is start you today with just the local side, which is going to be putting you on that Google, doing the Google business profile for the $129. And then in the next 2 weeks when you have the remaining amount, then we'll add the Facebook ads in there for you and do that side of it. So we're basically splitting the program for you, still reserving your spot, and already starting the Google side.
Okay, so that's pushing me on the front page of Google still, correct?
Correct, yes. That's still, So what's going to happen is that's at least going to start, because that process takes, like I said, 30 to 45 days. So Google is going to still mail you out that verification, so we're at least going to start that process. So in 2 weeks, when you have the remaining amount, we'll start the Facebook side, and both of them are going to start approximately around the same time since both of them are going to get going. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's understandable.
Okay. So is the $129 something that would work for you today?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So let me get your information. It's going to take me about 10 to 15 minutes. So let me start asking you the questions.
We are driving down the road, so if something happened, my service sucks, I didn't hang up.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, I told her that I wouldn't
hang up. Yeah, Lulu told me. You're in like a kind of a bad area, right?
Well, I don't have good service. I swapped and went to T-Mobile, and their coverage sucks.
But I done
a bundle deal for my internet and my kids to have laptops and phones, and it's a lot cheaper. That works good for them, but sucks for me.
What you do for the kids, right?
As long as they're happy, I guess that's what counts.
Yeah, it really is actually what counts. The little boogers, I call mine monsters, so I totally get it. Okay. So, Robert, what is your last name?
Honeycutt, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T.
C-U-T-T?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then, Robert, what is your email address?
34deerhunter@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 3477, is that going to be the number that you want your clients to call as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then company name, I have Roberts with an apostrophe S, Tree Service. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
now,
perfect.
I don't recommend nobody doing no emails, because to be honest with you, I don't check my email.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put best point of contact is going to be either phone or text. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, Google is going to mail you out that verification pin. That is to verify you. So Google needs a physical address. It cannot be a P.O. box. What address should they send it to?
201. Plant Hill Road. Three words.
And Alexander, North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's 28701, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 201 Flint Hill Road.
Yes, sir. F-L-I-N-T.
Perfect. Okay, Flint Hill Road, and I have Alexander. There we go. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody other than yourself?
My wife.
Okay. And what is your wife's name?
Amanda Honeycutt.
Perfect. It's my sister's name, Amanda. Right. Now, for services that you offer, these are going to go off of the keywords. So let me know what jobs you want to be found for.
Okay. What do you kind of got a little list or something to just offer, or what do you have on that?
So the way that it's going to work, you're going to tell me what services that you offer. My onboarding team is going to do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. And when you have your onboarding call, which I'm going to schedule right now as well, they're going to tell you, okay, these are the keywords you can pick from, and then you get to decide. So pretty much any job you want to be found for, just let me know so I can have them do the research.
Okay, we can do lot clearing, stray removal, deep clearing, trimming.
Hold on. Can you repeat that last one?
View clearing or trimming.
Okay.
I don't do no stump removal. I've got a guy that can grind stumps.
Okay.
But he grinds all mine. I can put that in there if they want me to put that in there, and I can just contact him and get him to grind them on there.
It's up to you if you want to add that or not. It's completely up to you.
I can put it on there, stump grinding.
Okay, so stump grinding.
And we'll do lot clearing jobs, deep clearing, land management, bush hogging, stuff like that.
Land management?
Yeah, we can go in there and cut the underbrush. We can bush hog.
Okay. So I have lot clearing, tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding, land management. I see on the Angie's that you had shrub trimming. Do you want me to put that too?
Yeah. I ain't worried about it.
No.
I'd rather just steer clear of it if I could.
Okay, no worries. Do you want me to add anything else?
What have you got in that direction that you think I might need? And I'll tell you if it's worth it or not.
My account manager is the one that actually knows the most of this. So what I'm going to have them do, I'm going to put down for them to research the area, and they're going to give you a list. Which brings me up to my next point. The onboarding.
Storm damage, too. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Yes, it does. Storm damage. Okay, perfect. So that brings me up to my next point. The onboarding call is between 45 minutes to an hour long. They call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like for Monday, Tuesday, or even Wednesday if need be?
What's the latest they can call? Because we usually work till about 4:30 or 5.
Oh, that's fine. So the latest can be between 6 to 7 p.m. on Monday.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to email you that Google invite. If you need to reschedule, that's fine as well, so that's not a problem. And then let me see here. The next thing is going to be we're going to do that Google business profile. Are you licensed and insured?
I'm insured, but I'm not licensed. I don't think I have to be licensed in North Carolina.
Okay, that is fine. And then you do have a Facebook page, so we'll get your URL for your Facebook at the time of your appointment. Now, here's the thing. So I don't know if your wife has a website for you or not, but we can include a free website in there for you. Would you like me to add that, or do you want to talk to your wife first and then let us know on Monday?
I will just go ahead and do that, and that way it's we know where it is, and it'll be out where we can see it.
Okay, perfect. And then your website
is...
Your website is also going to be secure. That means that if you want your clients to pay for your services on your website, you can. It is an added feature, no extra cost. Would you like that feature?
I didn't quite understand that. Can you run that back by me?
Of course. So it's called payment integration, which means that your website is secure. And there's going to be an option on your website for your clients to pay for your services on your website. It's completely optional if you want to add it or not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I kind of lost you. Is that what?
Do they have to pay to research my website to go over it, or how does that work?
No, they don't have to pay. They would just pay for your services online, just like as if you would pay for something on somebody's website. That's pretty much all it would be. What I can have is have the account manager explain it more in detail for you, and then you can decide on Monday. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah, that'll be good.
All right, perfect. And then
heads up, I'm getting ready to come into a bad spot and I'll have no service.
Okay, so let's just do this so I can at least process it, and I'll have the account manager do everything real quick. What type of card are you going to use?
Debit Master.
Okay, is it going to be the billing address, the same address that we just went over of the 201 Flint Hill Road?
Yep.
And then Robert Honeycutt is on the card. Is there any middle initial?
Yep, E for Eugene.
E, okay. And I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Did you say E or E?
E as in Edward?
Yeah, that's it. I can't understand too good because the service is stuck in.
It's okay. That's why I'm... Okay.
4200-587-6628.
Hold on, I didn't get the second to last number. You said 5-8?
7.
I just got 5-8-7.
6-2-8.
Okay, hold on, because I'm sorry, it's losing it. So 5504-4200, and then what's next?
0587. 6628.
Oh, there we go. 6628. And then what is the expiration?
928.
And the security code?
334.
Okay. So what's going to be charged is just going to be the 129. I'm going to give you a call in 2 weeks so we can do the remaining amount. The onboarding call is going to be on Monday between 6 to 7 p.m. your time. And I'm going to process everything. You're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. And if you have any questions, when you get in a good area, call me. I'm going to text you right now our office line and my extension. But if not, I'll speak with you on Monday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Robert. You have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.